Zvachim Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, we have learned that Kodshei Kodshim, korbanos that are an Ola or an Asham or a Chatas, the most holy korbanos, are shechted in the northern part of the Azara of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, just north of the Mizbeach. Now, Kodshei Kodshim says the Mishnah, if you shechted the Ola, Chatas, Asham, the public shlamim, the shalmei tzibur, that are shechted sheshchatan berosh hamizbeach. They shechted them on top of the mizbeach itself. So you went up the mizbeach, and there was this ramp, and halfway up there was a ramp that was a sovev that went all the way around, and then you went all the way up the ramp, and you got to the top of the mizbeach, and he shechted them there. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, ki ilu nishchatu batzafon, Rabbi Yossi says, then they're counted as if they had been shechted on the tzafon side of the mizbeach, and they are kosher, because it says mizbeach adamot taseli, and it says that on the mizbeach you shall shech the olos and the shlamim, and on the mizbeach teaches you that all of the mizbeach is fit for an ola or a shlamim to even shecht it up there as well, even though normally it's supposed to be in the northern part, and a shlamim doesn't have to be in the northern part specifically, it could be any place, even so, shechting it on top is perfectly valid. Whereas Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, a different Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, mechatzi hamizbeach v'latzafon katzafon. If it was shechted from the middle of the mizbeach northward, so on the northern half of the top of the mizbeach, then katzafon, it is counted as if it was shechted in the north. However, if it was from the middle of the top of the mizbeach, mechatzi mizbeach v'ladorom kadorom, then it's considered to be shechted in the south. So even the top of the mizbeach is, in a manner of speaking, seen as two halves, a northern half and a southern half. And if you shechted it in the northern half for your Ola and your Kodshei Kodshim, that's fine. But if you shechted it from the middle towards the south, that's only valid for Kodshim Kalim, and in such a situation, that will not be a Kosher Karban, and so it won't count. And he divides the Pasuk that you will shecht on it your Olos and your Shlamim. Half of it is for the Olos, the northern half, and the southern half is for the Shlamim. So a difference of opinion between the two Rabbi Yossis. Hamenachos hayu nikmatzos b'chol mokam ba'azara, the carbon mincha, the kmitza, the handful of the carbon mincha that the Kohen Gadol took, or the Kohen in charge at that carbon, took from the carbon mincha, the meal offering, could be done so at any part of the Azara, because it talks about how they'll bring the carbon mincha to B'nai Aaron HaKohanim, and the lokach melokum so misalta umisham na. So he'll take from it his handful, and it can be taken anywhere in the Azara, not just on the north side like some karbanas, but anywhere in the Azara. And these carbon mincha part that was eaten within what they call the curtains or the hangings in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash that meant the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, only by male Kohanim, because it says specifically kol zachar, every male, and they can prepare it any way they want to, b'chol ma'achol, liyom v'layla, for a day and a night, ad chatzos, only until midnight of that night. Mishnah Beis, Chatos Ha'of. If somebody brings a carbon chatos, a sin offering of a bird. So the offerings of B'nai Yona, of turtle doves, and young pigeons, these were private karbanos, and there were two kinds. One was a chatos of an oaf, and the other was an olas ha'of. And this Mishnah talks about the chatos ha'of. So the chatos ha'of, which has to have malika, which will be described further in the parak, was prepared, hoisa nasis al keren dromis ma'aravis, was prepared at the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and they learned this through a limud that is described in the Gemara based on the Karban Mincha. So they learned that the bird offering is going to be shechted, or killed in its proper way, and prepared at the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. B'chol makom hoisa kshera, and it was kosher if the malika took place in any part. However, Elazah Hayamakoma, the proper place for the Malika was the southwestern corner, because that was also the place where they did the Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, on the southwestern corner. That was specified for the Zrika, and since a bird had very little blood in it that was going to come out after Malika, you want the Malika to take place in the same place where you're going to sprinkle, because there's not going to be that much blood to be able to catch and then sprinkle out. Ushlosha dvarim haisa osa hakeren mishameshes milamata. There were, that southwestern corner served three different purposes below the chutasikra, meaning the bottom half of the height of the mizbeach, ushlosha milamala, and on that southwestern corner, three avodos, three acts were done above the chutasikra. The ones milamata that were done below the chutasikra were the chatas ha'of, the malika, and the sprinkling of the carbon chatas of the bird, as we learned in our Mishnah, the ha-ha-goshos, and the bringing close of the carbon mincha to the mizbeach. Before you separated out the kamitza, the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra that if your carbon was a carbon mincha, then he gives it to the Kohen, and the Kohen will bring it to the mizbeach. And that means that he brings it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and he brings it close, and then he does the kamitza. And finally, the third avoda that was done in the lower half of this mizbeach, by the southwestern corner, was ushiyare hadam. The remainder of the dam of all karbanos was poured out over the southern base at the southwestern corner. We've described this in earlier parakim. Except certain karbanos, the chatos pinimios, the blood was poured out over the western base. We learned that back in Parakeh. Now, as far as the avodos that were done milamala above the chut hasikra that bisected the height of the southwestern corner, that included nisuch hamayim v'hayayin, the libation of water or of wine. That's two separate acts. These were performed, the water, the mayim, nisuch hamayim, took place on Sukkos, and the nisuch hayayin took place every day with the morning tamid and the afternoon tamid. And at the corner on the top of the mizbeach was a bowl that had a hole in the bottom, kind of a perforated receptacle, almost like a sink drain. And they poured the wine into it, and it flowed down after that into the shitin, which was a pit, which was right next to the mizbeach. So it was kind of like a dry well where the wine was poured into through this bowl and kind of a pipe that went down the side of the mizbeach. And finally, va'olas ha'of kishehi rabo ma'mizrach. The olas ha'of, the burnt offerings of a bird, if there were too many in the mizrach. What they mean by this is the preferred place to do malika on the bird that was going to be a carbon ola was the southeastern corner of the mizbeach. That was close to the Beis HaDeshen, where the ashes, and in the case of these birds, the crop and the feathers were thrown into them, as the Torah mandates in Vayikra Perek Aleph. But when there were too many of these carbon olos ha'of, and the Kohanim were required to do all of them at the same time, and there were too many to fit on the southeastern corner, some of them continued over to the upper southwestern corner, which was also close to the makom of the ashes of the Deshen, and it was on the east side of the ramp and the south side of the Mizbeach. So once again, when necessary, they would add to the carbon olos ha'of to that other corner. And so we see three avodos that are done below the chut hasikra on the southwestern corner, and three that are done above in the upper half of the Mizbeach on that corner.